If you've read my blog, you'll know what I think about New Year. So each year on this date, I publish my annual message to the nation, setting out what I think of the festivities. So here we go. Try telling anyone as they are liberalists splashing Hugo Boss over the manly chest, or donning a posh frock, not necessarily the same person, you understand, that New Year is a stupid celebration, and they look at you like you've told them that you're off to join a commune of some strange religious sect. I'm going to explain why I've never quite understood the need to draw an arbitrary line in the sands of time and call it New Year. For that's all it is, an administrative necessity to have a beginning and an end of the so-called year. I understand why it's convenient, but why do we have to celebrate it? Nothing changes. At least Christmas, Eid or Diwali have some sort of symbolism, even if you don't believe in the spirituality that goes with them. But the New Year's nothing. If we're going to celebrate it, we might as well celebrate it in April, when at least the accountants have something to be pleased about. For many people, this idea of taking stock of the previous 12 months and looking forward to the next is anathema. The time to take stock's when it's right for you. That is why so many New Year's resolutions fail. People are forced into resolving when their hearts aren't in it. When you really want to do something, do it. Make a plan, find your motivation for achieving it, and go for it. That's it, really. But by way of a cheery note on which to end, did you know that the early hours of New Year's morning are the most common time for suicide? Surprised? You shouldn't be. When you think thousands of people who've had a shit year and are facing another shit one to come are forced to reflect on the fact. So happy New Year. Now, before I do finish, normally my grumpiness is tempered by watching Jules Holland's Hootenanny. There's something cheering about good music, a bit of a laugh and a good time. And some good whiskey, if we're honest. This year, though, my heart's not in it. Why? Well, because a friend of mine was purchasing tickets for Hootenanny, and just before putting in his credit card details, he glanced over the details of his order. Guess what the date was? Not bloody December the 31st. It was in November. Not quite the same, is it? So thanks, Jules, wherever you are, probably watching Hootenanny on your own, wearing your slippers, reflecting on the deception of the nation. So anyway, this year's slightly different again, because we've got our new dog. And guess what? He's absolutely terrified of loud noises, bangs, shrieks and whistles. So when you lot are all out enjoying yourselves, we'll be driving up onto the moors, heading north out of Oldham over towards home Firth. When we're absolutely miles from anywhere, we'll stop. We'll go for a walk for an hour in the dark, and then we'll come back. And with any luck, it'll all be over then. Like I said, Happy New Year.